What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks. And welcome back to What If Walk, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff cooking. I'm Abacus P. Grumbler, your host. And today, we've got a question from a listener named Grace.
Hi, my name's Grace, and I like to have a unicorn. And my question is, what if Abacus P. Grumbler has a cooking class? And Zach and Stacey, and I'm a gamer in Purple Oakham. Thanks, bye.
Her name is Grace, and she likes rainbow unicorns. And what if Abacus P. Grumbler had a cooking class, and Zach and Zizi, Mama Jamma, and Papa Lou came to the class? Thanks, bye.
I'm clipping and clopping here. Watch out. I've got a whole family on my back. Rainbow unicorns don't have unlimited endurance.
Oh, thank you so much for the ride walking on rainbows.
That's my name. You couldn't possibly wear it out because I love hearing it. Okay there, walking on rainbows. You got the Jamaloo family here safe.
It's time for a cooking class with Abacus. I'm gonna get to practice so much magic.
Oh, magic's magic. I just want to play with my Ninja Go toys.
Okay, okay. Hello there, everyone. Zach, Zizi, Mama Jamma, Papa Lou, and walking on rainbows. The rainbow unicorn? Please don't make me repeat myself. That is obviously who and what I am.
Well, class, before we start our cooking show, we need one more question from a patron to help us find out what our special challenge will be today. So let's listen to Echo's question.
My name is Echo and I'm 6 years old and I like Ninjago, and my what if question is, what if Ninjago Legos came to life?
Oh, Echo, thank you. I've always wanted my Ninja Goos to come to life.
Actually, hang on. I was more looking for like a question about food or something, since it's a cooking show.
Oh, Zach, I can practice my magic to bring your Ninja Goos to life.
I don't think it's working, Zizi.
Oh, just give it a minute.
Oh, I feel like it's been an hour.
Papa Lo, be patient.
You know, Zizi, we actually don't need to bring the Ninja Goose to life. Let's just get another question, maybe. That wouldn't be fair to little Echo, who wants to see some toys come to life. Ah, what are all you looking at? We're the three Ninja Goos, Flippy, Lippy, and me, Mo. Well, Flippy, Lippy, and Mimo, if you would just...
It's not Mimo, it's me, Mo.
Would you listen to this guy, boss? You said it, Flippy.
Okay, Flippy, Lippy, and Mo, you can just be a part of the class. And what a class it shall be. You will learn the secrets of sandwichcraft, foodoo, prestonuggetation, sorcery, alchemy, and even the dreaded arts of potato skin enchantment.
Wow, the six schools of food magic.
Indeed, Zizi. So take out your stirring spoons / wands, and let's start with a simple turning on the oven spell.
Hey, Lippy, watch where you're swinging that wand.
Mo, just because I'm your little sis, that doesn't mean you can boss me around.
I'm gonna get you too, Flippy.
Yeah!
Yeah, come here, you.
We really shouldn't roughhouse with the wands, please. These guys are shooting magic every which way.
Actually, I'm a girl ninja goo.
I'm sorry, you're all a bunch of goo ninjas. It's kinda hard for me to tell one lump of goo from the other.
Uh-oh, walking on rainbows, you shouldn't have said that.
What did you just say?
I think he said he doesn't care to try to tell the difference between one kind of person and the other.
Hmm.
You said it, Slippy.
Oh, you little ninja goose, put down your wands. Let's learn how to make an omelet or something.
You know what they say. You can't make an omelet
without breaking a few rainbow unicorns.
That's not what they say. Ow, jeez. Whoa. They're gooey, but they're fierce.
Okay, class, I think an omelet's a great idea. So forget about the oven. Just everyone grab an egg. And Mo, these eggs are the perfect size for throwing at unicorns.
Hey, you ninja goose. Whipping eggs at people is not nice. Okay, all right. Well, whipping eggs at me is even less nice. Ow.
Oh, dear. Who could have thought that teaching a magical cooking class to a bunch of untrained magicians and giving them all magical wands before I've taught them anything could have gone wrong?
Abacus, we all knew it was gonna be a complete wreck. That's why we came.
Ow! Who can play at that game? Well, actually, I can't, because my hooves aren't very good at throwing eggs. Get him, Flippy. Get him, Lippy.
Why don't you get him, Mo? You're always making us get him, and all you ever do is get us.
Oh, I'm gonna get you for that.
Of course. Cooking class, please listen up. This is being televised live, which, in hindsight, was a terrible mistake.
Thought you were gonna be famous, but now you've got egg on your face.
No, I don't.
Well, now you do.
Ow! Ow! That really hurt. Why would you do that? You threw it right at my face.
You know, we were all having fun and oh my gosh, I actually hurt you.
What have we done? Oh, Abacus, I'm sorry. My dad is so mean.
Yeah, it was all fun and games until he hit you in the face with an egg.
This Papa Lou fella is all kinds of mean. I say we shoot him into outer space and let him think about what he's done for a few thousand years. Yeah, you took it too far.
Woo woo woo.
Class, I'm okay, all right? And it's not just Papa Lou that stepped out of line. I was trying to teach you something today, something that's important to me. How to scramble an egg with magic.
We know, Abacus. We'll be good now. We promise.
Yeah, I don't want to get thrown into outer space for a few thousand years. It's cold up there.
No, I don't want to cry and have people punished. I just want to be taken seriously sometimes.
Buddy, I know exactly how you feel, and I'm very sorry. I promise I'll never ever start a food fight again.
Round 3 was going to be a food fight. We just weren't going to use eggs, which can hurt people.
You really thought this all out, Abacus, didn't you?
Zach, I think you mean Professor Grumbler.
Who's that?
No, you want me to egg him, Prof?
No, of course not. I want everyone to stop egging and pick up an egg and crack it so we can make eggs.
You're making good sense there, Prof.
I'll take that as a compliment, Flippy. Now the key to making good scrambled eggs is low heat, plenty of butter, and if you're feeling really zesty, you can add some cheese.
My goodness, these eggs are turning out so fluffy.
They're like little yellow clouds made with fire. I've never heard that particular analogy, but wonderful.
But Abacus, when are we gonna practice the magic?
Oh, I knew I couldn't slip any voodoo past you. So take your stirring spoon / wands and repeat after me. Abracadabacus, make me an eggy mess.
Abracadabacus,
make me an eggy mess.
It's alive. It's alive!
Wait, we're not even gonna get to eat the eggs?
I'm a vegan horse, so that's really no big deal to me.
Hello, everybody. I'm Eggy Mess, the big Eggy Mess.
That's a big old scary egg monster.
I'm not a scary egg monster. I'm a messy egg friend.
Oh, I've got egg on my face.
That's the idea.
He did not just egg me.
It's a scrambled egg toss.
I forgot. I have egg-kinesis. It's my rainbow unicorn power. I'm gonna get you for that.
It is kind of fun.
Whoa! It's so fun to do some ninja goo flips.
Nice flipping, flippy and lippy.
Well, everyone, I hope you enjoyed What If Walk. Tune in next week, where we might actually learn something useful. We'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, the co-creator,
and Craig Martinson for the best theme song in the world.
Echo and Grace for their great questions.
And all you kids at home who remember to think when you play.
If you're hurting someone's feelings or their body, you're probably not playing very nice.
Until we meet again.
Keep whoop 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 whoop.
What he said.
What if world? This is what if world.
The International Children's Arts Network is community funded, supported by listeners like you, and by a grant from the Joyce N. Furman Memorial Trust, celebrating a lifetime of giving to children, education, and the arts.